What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Marathon Selling Podcast. I'm your host, Joe Lemon, and this is a community of founders that are all about trying to scale their startups smart, right? So we're going to talk about the go-to-market strategies without the fluff, without any of the sales hype or any type of that hustle hard of activities, right? So get right into the strategies and tactics. So with that said, let's jump right into today's episode.
Hey, what's good, everyone? I'm Joe Lemon, and I want to talk to you about a myth that is out there in the wholesale, in the whole sales atmosphere. And it really comes down to the fact that people believe that you have to be an extrovert. You got to be this social butterfly or somebody that gets energized by being around a whole bunch of people just to be great in sales. And I'll be the first to tell you, as an extrovert, as somebody that thrives off being around people, That's just not truth, yo. I mean, because there's so many people that I respect, so many people that I've learned from and continuously learning from that are introverts, but they just know how to hone in and lock in and build quality relationships with people when the time is right. So, you know, there was this there was a recent newsletter that I'm on called The Hustle. It's a great newsletter if you're looking for some interesting business tech type of conversations. And it went down this list of all these introverts and the different qualities of like introverts versus being an extrovert. And it talks about how introverts make great leaders in comparison to extroverts, because extroverts are the people that normally get the actual promotion, people that are normally socializing and trying to put themselves at the forefront. So they're known as the guy or the gal that people want to promote, right? So they normally go into leadership. But in all actuality, there's some great traits that come from people that are introverts. Like, you know, even though they view them as often as shy and people that bottle up a lot of their emotions, if you think about it, if you're a leader, it's not good for you to be on these crazy rants and wearing your emotions on your sleeves. There's great like strengths in being able to kind of put your actual, personal feelings to the side and deal with them later. Not, you know, bottle them up to where you explode at like a later time, but put them aside for a second so you can be a great example for your team. Being transparent, yes, that's definitely, it's definitely great to do that, but there's a way to go about doing that. And I think that introverts deserve more love and more credit on how they can become great sales leaders, not only leaders in the business world, but also great sales leaders. Because, you know, one of the biggest things that I really took away from it is that extroverts, just stereotype, broad brushes here, right, are known for having a ton of friends. But introverts are really great with having a couple of really deep relationships. And in the B2B world, man, and you're working with some higher price ticket items, or you don't need a whole bunch of clients so you can really see your business flourish. Being an introvert and being able to get deep and be able to build quality relationships and having that depth of the relationship, I think matters almost the most. But let me know your thoughts. Let me know if you think that being an introvert or being an extrovert is best, or is it a combo of the both? I think I know where this is going to go, but let's get the conversation going.
Thank you so much for tuning into the show. And if you enjoyed this conversation, keep it going over at themarathonsellingclub.com. This is a community that I'm building out. It's brand new. And I'm looking to really have founders, sales executives, marketers, and anybody that's a part of growing your actual revenue for your startup, for your actual enterprise, where we can come and just share strategy and tactics and just really share the activities and the results that we're running, right? Because we're all trying to experiment, trying to figure this thing out. So keep it going over at themarathonsellingclub.com. And please subscribe to the YouTube channel and the podcast on Apple and Spotify.